T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Comes on for the Phillies here in the ninth inning. Lynch during the regular season, 2-0, 41 saves, a 1.95 ERA. In the postseason, he has saved six more. And a 1.08 ERA. He will be facing Evan Longoria here in the ninth inning. Fans already on their feet. Three outs away. Lynch winds. And the pitch to Longoria. Good slider, strike one on the inside corner. Having him won the count to Longoria. Brad Lynch winds in the one strike pitch. Swinging a foul, out of play. Lynch is ahead of him. No balls and two strikes. No outs. Bills are three outs away. Fans waving the rally towels. They are on their feet, and this place is electric. Wind up by Lynch. The two strike pitch. Just missed a little bit wide. One ball and two strikes to count to Longoria. Deanna Navarro waits on deck. Then it'll be Rocco Baldelli. Wind up by Lynch, the 1-2 pitch. Up and in, two balls and two strikes. Now Lynch has the sign from Carlos Ruiz. The windup. The 2-2 pitch, swinging a high foul. It's out of play down the first base side. It's still two balls and two strikes to Evan Longoria. Bills 4, Rays 3. Ninth inning. Lynch winds, and the pitch. Swing and a pop-up into shallow center field. Chase Utley out. He squeezes it. That's one of them. One down here in the ninth inning. The batter will be Deanna Navarro. Navarro has walked, grounded into a double play, struck out.
This is Harry Callis and Chris Wheeler on the call. This was 12 years ago tonight, World Series 2008,
the
clincher.
Shown a hitter. Enjoy. In the on-deck circle. Yeah, we keep thinking it's going to be Hinsky. Left-handed batter with some power.
Got a pinch hit home
no,
run
it's
here Zobrist. The other night.
No, it's going to be Zobrist, who's a switch hitter.
Here's Lynch's pitch. Navarro takes one over for a called strike. Nothing and one the count to Deanna Navarro. Now the windup by Lynch in the one strike pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. What a season Brad Lynch has had. Incredible. 47 saves and 47 opportunities, and now Jeff Kellogg, the plate umpire, wants to look at the ball.
Navarro
decides it's all right.
Yeah, I mean the bottom fell out of it, but it always does with a slider. I mean,
tremendous
slider. Not like he's throwing a spitter.
Right, tremendous slider. He's ahead of Navarro. No balls and two strikes. Wind up by Lid. The 0-2 pitch. Swing, a broken bat looper into right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Navarro breaks his bat but loops his single to right. He is a one-out base runner. And it will bring on Ben Zobrist to pinch hit for Rocco Baldelli.
The slider. And it was bearing in on him a little bit. And they're going to bring Perez out now, I think.
Yeah.
Who can just absolutely fly. So this is a guy who can potentially steal a bag. And they're going to talk about him right now, too. Have not seen him in this World Series. He's a guy that scored that big run against the Red Sox in that long second game.
Fernando Perez is a base stealer. Zobrist the batter. Zobrist the switch hitter, batting left against Lidge. 1-for-10 in the postseason. Lid stretches and the pitch. Over for a called strike, nothing and one. One strike, the count to the pinch hitter Zobrist. Out of stretch. And the pitch, wide, one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count. Now the stretch. There goes Pena. The pitch is a called strike, an easy stolen base for him. As Wheels mentioned, he'll run, and he did here. He gets into scoring position at second base. Zobrist took the pitch. It's a called strike. It's one ball and two strikes.
Well, just a big player to bring off your bench. You can steal a bag like that, take the double play away, and put the tying run in scoring position with only one out. Now you really have to pay attention to him at second base.
Fernando Perez at Durham stole 43 bags. And later on at Tampa Bay late in the season, five more. So he stole 48 this year. He is now in scoring position. Two balls and a strike to Zobrist.
Pinsky just moved into the on-deck circle.
Perez at second base, one out. Excuse me, the count is one ball and two strikes.
No, it's 2-1, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it's 2-1.
That's what the scoreboard has.
Yeah, 2-1, two balls, one strike, right?
Okay. Out of stretch. And the pitch. Line drive to right field, caught by Jason Wirth. Zobrist hit it on the nose, but at Jason Wirth for out number two. One away. Eric Hinsey comes on to pinch hit for Jason Bartlett.
Well, he had a slider, and it was a hanger, and he crushed that ball, but right at him. So a broken bat hit, and then that one.
Hinsky 1-for-1 in this World Series. It was a pinch hit home run, and Rich Doobie is coming out to talk it over with Brad Lidge about how they want to work to Hinsky. We got Willie Ibar on deck.
Well, Hinsky's the guy that replaced Floyd. When Floyd came up with a bad shoulder, they activated Hinsky. Guy's been with a lot of teams.
Jeff Kellogg, the plate umpire, going out to try to speed up the conference. Rich Doobie comes back to the dugout. Hinsky has played for Toronto, Boston, and Tampa Bay. At 247 for the Rays this year with 20 home runs. And he steps in. Two outs in the ninth inning. At second base, Perez. Out of stretch. And the pitch to Hinsky. Bouncing ball to first base. It's a foul ball. One strike to Hinsky. Two outs, ninth inning. Lidge trying to get a final out here. Brad Lidge. gets his side. Here's the stretch. The one strike pitch. He swung a called strike by Jeff Kellogg, saying he swung at the pitch. Hinsky can't believe it, but he is in the hole. No balls and two strikes.
Their bench is going crazy, too. Everybody waving at the home plate umpire. It was close.
One strike away. Nothing and two. The count to Hinsky. Fans on their feet. Rally towels are being waved. Brad Lidge stretches. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball. Brad Lidge does it again and stays perfect for the 2008 season. 48 for 48 in save opportunities. And let the city celebrate.
There it was, 12 years ago tonight. Mm. Ike, you also called the final out.
I did. It was awesome. Didn't sound quite like that, but in my head it did.
I'm sure it sounded great.
It did. In my head it did. Out at the
in those days,
Sports Lounge.
In those days, the games were on our sister station 1210, and you were on. So 610 doesn't get to. Just because the Phillies are on, not have programming, so you're right on the air during the games.
Yes, it was a Thursday night, I believe. Was it a Thursday night or Wednesday?
Because I think it was
Thursday night.
Because it was.
I think it was a Thursday.
Yeah, because it was. Was it a Monday? Was the start
game
of Game Five? And then it was a long wait.
You had a couple days because of the rain. That rain that came.
Man,
through.
We had to wait so long for that.
Yeah, dude. Imagine doing that and having Thursday night football on at that time. So they got Thursday night football on in the bar along with the Phillies on the majority of the monitors, but there's like one or two with the football game on, and you got me doing a live remote basically talking to myself.
Yes.
Because nobody in the bar is listening to me. They come over every 5 minutes. You want a drink, Ike?
Yeah. Right.
We didn't have Ike juice back then.
Were you getting people that were calling in being like, oh, Ike, we almost got it?
You know what? I don't believe so. I remember calls afterwards.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, there were a few calls afterwards. I'm begging people, will you leave me from the stadium? Give me a call.
Could you just talk to yourself for 3 hours?
Yeah, I've been talking to myself for 3 hours, yeah. Well, hold on now. That game only lasted because it was three innings, remember?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So that was probably, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah,
it was like an hour and a half or so. But, yeah, the aftermath was – I guess that's why it wasn't as bad, because it wasn't a full nine innings I had to do it.
That would have been long.
Yeah, so I had just that the three innings and then the post-celebration, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, I probably calls that today I wouldn't let on the air that I – somehow me and Raheem Verd and my producer back then, we let on the
Radio
air.
Raheem?
Yeah, Radio
yeah,
Raheem.
Yeah, whatever. You know, you don't know how to act when they win a championship yes. in this town, Ike.
Well, I wanted celebration. I wanted people that were happy.
I didn't know how to. I'm sure there wasn't a lot of great content other than screaming and yelling, right?
It was a lot of that, yes.
It was amazing. Yes. Amazing as a young man who grew up loving the Phillies and never really seeing much winning except for kind of, you know, 1993 lightning in a bottle. You know, to go through 2006 and then you finally make the playoffs in 2007 and then win it all in 2008 was awesome.
And see, for
was
me,
awesome.
It happened so fast. Like, I got back here in 07. So when I came back in the summer of 07 was right when the Phillies were making that run to the playoffs.
With the Mets and
yeah.
Wow, that was a fun time.
And then the playoffs was over. Three-game sweep to Colorado.
Yep.
To a World Series champion the next year?
Yep.
I was not expecting that.
Amazing.
I didn't get the slow build up to it where you get a few playoffs.
Look at the Dodgers. How long it took the Dodgers to win a World Series?
Right.
Phillies got, you got to be lucky to win a championship. Like, they got lucky. The Rays were kind of out of gas.
Yep.
The Red Sox were the best team.
Well, just think the next, 4 years, next 3 years, I mean, we gradually went backwards.
2009, they were close almost back in the World Series. 2010, you lose. To the Giants who end up winning. 2011, you lose. To the Cardinals who end up winning.
Yep. And then 12 has been since 11 since we've been in the postseason.
Jack, where were you that night?
I was sitting on my couch because I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah, you were a teenager.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was in my lucky spot, though. Yeah, I found my lucky spot, so I had to sit the exact same way for every game. I think my dad was asleep in the other room, and my mom was, like, folding laundry. Like, all I remember from
you were the only one to care.
Yeah, yeah, I'm locked in. They're all like, ah, oh, what's going on in the game? Like, what about the Little World Series?
Yeah, like, you've waited your whole life for it.
Yeah.
So pretty amazing.
I remember it, but, like, yeah, I wish I was 21 for the whole run.
Right. Because you didn't get to enjoy it like you enjoyed the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yes. Hey, man, that was the time, and to your point, that was the time where down there after 08, I mean, really started in 07,
man.
That was the place to be. McFadden's after the game.
Yes, sir.
Crazy.
Yes, sir.
It was crazy.
It was Party Central down there for 5 years.
Yeah, for 5 years. It was the only place to really be in the summer.
Yep.
Well, like maybe in 5, 6, 7 years from now, we can get back to that. Ain't going to be next year.
Ain't going to be next year.
All right, back into it on the other side. 215-592-9494. I think it's simple. I am not worried about a loss on Sunday night. And people are. Are you worried that Sunday night's game could be a loss? The majority of people right now are worried that the Eagles could lose to the Cowboys. I am not. We'll get back into it on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either team in this week's divisional rivalry, Dallas and Philadelphia. You heard that right. You can bet $5 to win $125 on either one of these teams to win this game. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So we talked about Dallas coming to Philadelphia for this divisional matchup on Sunday night. Now, Dallas could be a dangerous team. The spread has increased over the last few days. Philadelphia, while I feel like they are going to win this game at home, that point spread makes me a little nervous. I take a look at the over-under, and guess what? You might want the under when you look at the over-under in this game. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines and bet. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Ike to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on either Dallas or Philadelphia to win. That's promo code Ike, FanDuel Sportsbook. More ways to win.
This segment brought to you by Bradford White. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Ike. We normally do it on Thursdays at 5:25, but we're going to have Darius Slay today at 5:25. So we'll do it at 4 o'clock. It's in the envelope. All right, so at 4 o'clock, we're going to clear the lines, go in the envelope, and today we're putting a 2008 Philly in the envelope.
Awesome.
So callers will call in, ask a yes or no question, we'll answer you, and then you'll get a shot, you get a guess at who the player is in the envelope.
So get your thinking cap on.
You're damn right.
2008 Phillies.
Yeah.
It's that year.
That year. Yes. Only 2008, someone that was on the 2008 roster. So that's coming up at 4 o'clock. All right, let's go to the phones right now. Let's go to Mike in Jersey. Hi, Mike.
Hey, let me get you off the speaker.
Sure.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing, John?
What's up,
Brother
Mike?
Ike?
What's up, Mike?
My second favorite linebacker all time.
Holler at your boy.
Who's
I'll
won?
Take it. I'll take it.
Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
Who's won? Seth?
Who's won? Seth Joyner.
All right.
Okay. I'd rather
Schroeder.
Not many people that wore green play with as much heart as Ike Reese did. Dawkins. Seth Joyner,
Trotter.
Carson Wentz. Look, man, hey, John, I appreciate your optimism. I really do. But, man, like everybody said, 2 years ago, word for word, you said the Eagles are going to beat Jason Garrett into the unemployment line by halftime.
But I was wrong then.
Wow,
I'm not wrong now.
These people do not forget anything. That is awesome.
It used to be on the board where I said I guarantee it. Jack took it off, though. We weren't using it. Yeah, but see, here's the difference, right? And you're right. I did guarantee a win that year. And I also guaranteed another win against the Falcons, as Ike pointed out earlier. But see, here's the difference, right? This is not only a bad Cowboys team, it's a historically bad Cowboys team, right? Forget about Mike. Forget about like that game had Dak Prescott, right? This game has a rookie quarterback. No one even knows who he is, right? That team had a good defense. This team has a defense that is averaging 34.7 points a game, and not just that, Ike, not just the amount of points they're giving up a game. The teams that they played that they've scored an average of 34.7 points a game, they're averaging only 23 points a game against their other opponents. So it's a net 10.8 points per game when they play the Cowboys as compared to their other opponents.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you can just, every team, you're bumping it up to almost 11 points, right? So if the Eagles are scoring 20 points, 21 points, you can count on them scoring 30-some points, at least how it's went so far this year. There's too many things that are going in the Eagles' favor for this to be a game that anybody should be worried about, in my opinion. Yeah?
Or about that.
Let's go to Will in Jersey. Will, how are you?
How are you guys doing today?
Hi, Will.
What's up, Will?
Well, I got to ask you a question to start out. Is that all right?
Oh, for sure.
So you're a linebacker, and I'm just curious, how much risk is there in sending a linebacker through the line doing a run blitz? What kind of risk does that put our defense in to do that?
Well, I mean, if it's a designed sort of blitz or rush from the linebacker, I'm sure the rest of the defense is designed to compensate for missing a guy who's basically blitzing on a rundown. Now, if it's a guy who just takes a shot, he sees something and he goes. Now, if the rest of the defense isn't expecting him to do that, he had better make the play. Because everybody in the run defense has a run responsibility. So when we say do your job, that means either you got the B gap, you're supposed to turn the ball back to the C gap, to the other linebacker, and guys are expecting you to do that. So the long way to answering your question is it's not as big of a risk if it's part of the defense. Like when you blitz Cravon LeBlanc off the slot, the rest of the defense knows that and is designed to be able to compensate.
To cover for who he was supposed to be covering.
Exactly. Now, if Cravon LeBlanc just decided to blitz off the slot on his own while everybody else is playing a different defense, well, if he doesn't get home blitzing, then now his man is running free. And nobody expected that. It's the same thing with a linebacker.
Mm.
Because linebackers have other responsibilities.
Sure.
So you just can't take off and do your own thing.
But if you get inexperienced players that are maybe supposed to go cover for Cravon LeBlanc because he's blitzing and they don't, i.e. a busted coverage, then...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how it happens. That's how mistakes happen. I mean, that's how big plays happen most of the time. Somebody busted a coverage.
Right.
I mean, they used to turn around and look at Malcolm when the ball was being thrown over their heads. Like, hey, man, I was expecting safety help. Where the hell is the safety at?
Yeah, you see that a lot, right?
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494.
Now, if you're Jim Johnson, you're smart enough that once Trotter does that once or twice, just go ahead and make a defense where he's allowed to do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you design it so he can do that, and you're constantly going to be doing –
Well, yeah, but at least now you've made compensations for the other defenders.
Right.
Right? I mean.
Yeah, that's Jim Johnson.
That's how defense works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Indeed. How you heat your water matters. Choose the water heaters that are built to be the best. Choose Bradford White water heaters. To find a professional installer near you, visit bradfordwhite.com. Jack, clear the lines. We have a $50 gift card to Razor Bar. You can get your hair cut. And we're going to play in the envelope today's subject, a 2008 Philly. Clear the lines, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. You ask a yes or no question, we answer you, you get a guess at who the 2008 Philly is. If you win the $50 gift card to Razor Bar. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. That's coming up next. Let's talk about Bradford White water heaters for a second, because if you're a homeowner, right, you're like a manager of a team, and if all of your appliances and equipment in your house are your players, well, if one of those players isn't doing their job, you got to fix it or you have to take it out of the game. And what if your water heater isn't getting the job right? What if you're not getting the hot water that you need? Well, you can't tell it to hit the showers because it is the showers, right? So if it's not consistently bringing the heat, you need to yank it from the game. So it's time to try it in your past its prime water heater for a new Bradford Whitewater heater. Bradford Whitewater heaters are built to be the best, reliable performance that you can count on every day. And ask your plumber, ask any plumbing pro, they'll tell you that Bradford Whitewater heaters are the real deal. So if you have a family of demanding fans like I do that need lots of hot water, bring in an ace, a Bradford Whitewater heater. And Bradford White's line of water heaters are versatile. They have a model to fit any need, whether it's gas or electric, tank or tankless. They'll get your home back in the game with all the hot water that your home needs. And you don't need an agent to get a Bradford White, just need a plumber. So ask your plumbing pro. They can suggest the right model for you and professionally install it, too. So visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you. Bradford White Water Heaters, Plo Hot Water Performance for your home, built to be the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.